Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. August 6th, Transfiguration of Our Lord. First Prelude. Behold Jesus in glory on Mount Tabor. Second Prelude. Beg the grace of drawing fruit from meditating on this great mystery. Point 1. Mystery of the Transfiguration. Consideration. Jesus taketh unto him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias, talking with him. And Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And lo, a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And the disciples hearing, fell upon their face, and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they, lifting up their eyes, saw no one but only Jesus. Application. Every detail of this great event is given to us. We might imagine we had seen it, for it is a picture rather than a history. Let us attentively contemplate this picture, considering one by one the persons, their words, and their actions. Beautiful thoughts and most practical lessons are contained in this contemplation. Do not let us fear to devote too much time to them. If they occupied the whole of our meditation, it would be very useful for us. Point 2. Motives for the Transfiguration. Consideration. 8 days had passed away since Jesus foretold his passion and death to his apostles, since he had openly declared that they also must be ready to forsake all things, even life itself, for his sake and the gospel. Their master's words had saddened the disciples and awakened doubts that might weaken their faith. And to cure this, our Lord chose to give them at once a striking proof of his divinity and a foretaste of the happiness prepared for them in heaven. Such was the principal reason for the Transfiguration. Application. This is how God is accustomed to act towards us. If he allows sad memories and alarming prospects to throw us into desolation, doubt, or dejection, he takes care to put an end to it by sending a ray of celestial glory before our eyes, which immediately sends away our darkness and our anguish, expands our hearts, and fills them with the sweetest confidence and joy. Point 3. St. Peter's Rapture. Consideration. When Peter, transported out of himself at the sight of the glorified humanity of Jesus, cried out, Lord, it is good for us to be here, let us make three tabernacles. St. Mark tells us he knew not what he said, because he did not understand the end our Lord had in view in manifesting his glory. Later on he understood it, as he explains to us in his second epistle, chapter 1. Application. Let us enter today into the wishes of our loving Savior. Let us gather thoughts of courage and generosity from his glorious transfiguration. Let us say, if a momentary glimpse of the glorified humanity of Jesus Christ can transport an apostle with joy and happiness, what will it be to contemplate him eternally in heaven? And in striving after this happiness which is promised to us, we will cry out with St. Paul, "The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come that shall be revealed in us."